Walking down the parkway is like walking through an outdoor museum of American sculpture. My name is Penny Balkenbach. I'm executive director and chief curator of the Association for Public Art.
Before the parkway was created, it was a largely industrial neighborhood with enormous factories stretching along the Reading Railway line all the way to Broad Street. It was, in fact, simply difficult to navigate through the city's rectangular grid plan up to the northwest and get into the park. My name is David Brownlee. I am a professor of the history of art at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm the author of Building the City Beautiful, which is a history of the Benjamin Franklin Parkway.
The Fairmount Park Art Association, now the Association for Public Art, was established in 1872, and people were beginning to think about Philadelphia and its park and the fact that art could actually be something that everybody could enjoy as part of the park system.
It was believed that art could be a very powerful tool of public betterment, that a park that was equipped with sculpture was a better park.
As early as 1884, the association actually published a map that was for a proposed Grand Avenue to connect City Hall with the park. And so over the years, the association commissioned a comprehensive plan for what became known as the Fairmount Parkway. And in 1907, they finally launched the project, and that soon gathered a lot of momentum.
I think the people who looked at the parkway in 1907 would be surprised by what they see today. I think the parkway has been a different thing in almost every generation of its life. However, at its heart is a simple, strong, unforgettable idea. That idea of connecting the center of a great and crowded city to an enormous, expansive, natural playground.
The parkway, I think, got a real boost from an idea that was developing around the country called the City Beautiful Movement. And that movement really combined the ideas of architecture, art, and landscape design, and sought to bring those ideas and those realities together. It's a point of view that was promoted in Paris, France. The Benjamin Franklin Parkway, as we know it, was greatly influenced by the ideas behind the Champs-Élysées in Paris. And the landscape architect for the parkway was French himself.
And it is indeed Jacques Grébert's parkway, where gleaming classical buildings lined long, straight streets that led efficiently from railroad stations to museums to opera houses. That vision of a modern city was what inspired Philadelphians.
Walking down the parkway, everything seems so closely knit. But the fact is that it happened over a long period of time with various agencies and various administrations all trying to work together to accomplish this huge idea. And the role of the association over that period of time, I think, was to keep the idea alive. There were many occasions when it might have fallen apart, but having an organization that was fueled by public interest was an opportunity to really keep the idea going.
And in the end, it did seem that it had all been inevitable, because the picture of what it would be eventually had been so plainly and strongly painted right at the beginning.
So this crazy dream of a connection that was, you know, on a scrap of paper practically, slowly evolved over time to be the incredible boulevard that we enjoy today.
The conversion of dreams into reality. That achievement was only possible because of the coordinated efforts of a new constellation of public institutions. Institutions very much with the Fairmount Park Art Association in the lead, and those who wanted to change the world through genuinely revolutionary ideas.